time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' loss to the Patriots on Sunday night.
All right. Appreciate you being here. Tough loss. Guys fought and battled, but didn't do enough to win the game. Didn't do the winning things that we needed to do to win the game. Made plays, but not enough. And made some mistakes that cost us. What question do you have?
John, what's the severity with Lawrence's back injury?
It's a bruise of some kind, I think. I don't know how serious it'll be. We'll have to find out in the next couple of days. He got kneed in the back, you know, on the ground there.
John, why wasn't Derrick Henry in the game in those, you know, I know the last 2 minutes, but the second to last
drive? The second to last drive, yeah. He was coming back in the game. I think we had Keaton start the game. Derrick and Keaton had talked about that. Keaton had started the other drive, and Derrick came in and finished it off, so it's part of that rotation. He was going back in the game, then we got stopped. I think we had, two carries on that out of the four plays, maybe? Five out of the six plays.
I'm really happy with the play call. First down pass there. You mentioned Keaton getting a couple carries, but don't you want Derrick Henry in the game at that point? I mean, it's kind of
who he is. I look back and I say, yeah, you know, play call is the play call. You know, if it works, we're thrilled about it. If it doesn't work, we're not happy about it. We tried a first down run the second part of that drive and got nothing. So, you know, those get stopped too, especially when they're all up there in the line of scrimmage. So we had an RPO call that ended up being, you know, it could have been thrown actually, and it was given, you know, and they ended up stopping that. And got 3 yards on that one. So I don't like the drive at all. Looking back, would I rather have Derek starting the drive? Yeah, but, you know, Derek was kind of ready for Keaton to start that drive. And then he was planning on coming in next, so they were working that rotation. You look back on it, I think it's pretty easy to say, hey, he should have been in there or shouldn't have been in there. But we're rotating those guys throughout the game as two backs, you know. And but, yeah, game-winning drive. Do I want Derrick Henry on the field? Sure, I do want him on the field.
John, at halftime, did you see if Lamar could go? And did he just, at that point, did you know he couldn't? Or did he want to try to get back?
No, he couldn't go. Yeah, if he could have gone, he would have gone, right?
With Zay, this is his third lost fumble this year. As a coach, what can you say to him about that?
Well, you know, I continue to coach it. You know, that's all you really can do. It's going to be important. I mean, that's the most important thing for all the guys. And you know, nobody knows that. I mean, Zay knows it. So you know, he'll be the most distraught guy about it. But with that being said, you got to protect the football. We all got to protect the football. That's a lesson that has to be understood. If you want to play winning football, it's been that way, you know, it's been that way for a long time in football. It's been that way for a long time here. And we have not done a good enough job of that on offense this year.
John, I mean, you've been saying, follow up on that. I mean, you guys are tied for the lead in fumbles lost in the NFL this season. You've addressed it and you've talked about Coach Nitt. Is there a common thread there that you feel like this is why this is continuing to be a problem for your team?
No, I mean, you can't fumble the ball. You got to protect the football. You know, it's different circumstances. If the ball's too loose, you don't see it coming. The ball's got to be protected all the time, and that's what's coached. So as a player, you know, you just got to do it. You just got to get it done. And if you don't get it done, then you become known as a fumbler. And that's what the defenses point to, you know, and they come after it. So we do the same thing on defense. So it's just a fact. Fact of football.
John, you last week, the week before, you and the players were very clear that we control our destiny. If we win out, we win. That's no longer the case. So what's your message to the team today?
I expect our team to keep fighting, try to win two games. You know, that's what I expect our team to do. I know they will. I know we'll come out fighting because that's what we've done all year. You know, we've been in tough circumstances all year. It's been a grind for sure. We've come out and fought every single game. We haven't played well every single game. The worst game was a Thanksgiving game. That's what we played poorly. But we've played pretty darn well every single game, but we haven't done the things you need to do to win all these games in a row. And that's, you don't turn the ball over, too many penalties in certain situations. And we gave up a couple big plays in passing. Now I got to give them credit. I mean, some of those passes were hotly contested, tight throws under pressure. So you got to give them credit for making those plays in those situations. But that's what you have to do, the things that are required to win a lot of games. And we haven't done that enough.
Is the play call on Andrews a hook and ladder of some sort?
No,
or when he's
no,
just acting
no.
on instinct?
I would say he's acting on instinct probably. You have to ask him.
The shortcomings today, whether it's fumbles, whatever the case is that just kind of a summation of problems you guys have had kind of consistently?
I don't know about that. I have to think about that, whether it's a summation of it or not, but it's a big part of it for sure.
John, I mean, home field advantage is sort of built into the culture of the team, built in the culture of your tenure here. How disappointing is it to have six losses at home this year?
You got to play winning football at home if you want to win at home. You know, we haven't done. Now we had two or three of those games where we were, you know, behind the eight ball. So I'll acknowledge that for sure. But you got to play winning football whether you're at home or on the road. It really doesn't matter. That's what you have to do, and we haven't done it enough.
John, when you talk about not doing the things that you need to do to secure these games, what was said in the locker room on that point? I mean, were guys, are they angry? Are they frustrated? Do they feel like they're almost out of chances?
You talking about after the game?
Yeah.
No, everybody's disappointed, you know. Everybody's hurt because he works so hard. I mean, it's a team that fights, you know. It's a team that works. It's a team that prepares. It's a team that's a confident team that wants to do well. Got a bunch of, you know, really strong men in there that do that. And so, you know, it's disappointing to them. They're more disappointed than anybody. All of us are. That's how it is. So we're all disappointed. But that doesn't mean you know, it just means you got to come back. You got to find, you don't get what you want all the time in life, even if you work for it. But you got to earn it. You know, you got to earn it by doing the things that are required. And we have not done a good enough job of that.
John, just to clarify, you labeled Lamar's injury as a bruise. And any word on it, any description? If you
I really don't have a word on it now. It's early, you know. I don't have anything definitive from the trainers or doctors yet. I don't know. Probably know more tomorrow than the next day.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks.